they have been hurt. They've been mistreated. They have had some very unfortunate situations happen to them by family members and members in the community. So when they come to us, we know that they're hurting. And my job is to show as much empathy and compassion and to model and to teach, to show them that once they work with their therapists and work with our staff and learn different coping skills and different techniques to deal with their harm, their hurt, and the way they've just been abused, it's just compassion. Primarily, it's compassion, and to see them learn a new skill and a new way to process the hurt that they've endured to become successful young people, to be able to have a day without a temper tantrum, to be able to have a day without slamming a door in your face, or have a day without using profanity.
You probably can think of, if you closed your eyes, many young ladies and young men who you have come in contact with in 31 years. When you have reflection time and you think about a success story, do you commonly come back to one?
I've got a young lady who, at a point in time of my career here at Daniel, I was the director of Project Prepare. Project Prepares our homeless program for teenagers that's out in our community. And a young lady came in, that program services youth from 16 to 21, family support services, called for some assistance with the young lady. She was 21, going to be turning 22 in October. So when she came in, I was like, you got a short amount of time to buckle down and to really work hard. And I am so proud of her. She is now 30 years old, and she is about to take her certification to be a nurse. It's giving me cold chills just thinking about the amount of work that we did. And I mean, you're talking about trials and tribulations. Man, but we toughed it out. I'm proud to say of a lot of my children, a lot of my kids I've worked with, she's the one who truly listened to all of the advice I gave her, learned how to budget, learned how to save. I'm a big, big pusher on savings because the rainy day is definitely going to come. But I just got to say, my Vivian is her name, and I call her my Vivian. She is my shining star, although I have more, but my Vivian, she's about to be a nurse.
And their needs are specialized, and the care that's given is very specialized, and it kind of ties into what the big picture of this campaign is really all about. So why is it important, and how is funding the future and furnishing their future so valuable?
Our Furnish Their Future initiative focuses on a very special group of kids that currently can't find the specialized treatment they need within 100 miles. It's the kids who have serious emotional behavior issues coexisting with intellectual or developmental differences like autism and something of that nature.
Kathy, you've been there for 31 years, and I would imagine you pour a lot of sweat equity into it every day. You've seen the community come to the table over and over and over again and support you all. If you could just kind of reach through the speakers and talk about what the impact is when someone does consider making a donation, can you just kind of speak to what that really does mean from your perspective?
From my perspective, the impact is significant. Even a donation of $20. Within our units, our children require the basics. What is in your home is what we have in our cottages. We call them cottages across our campus. Just the cookware set, the dishes, the broom, the mop, the hygiene supplies, appropriate sofas, beautiful pictures on our walls, comfortable beds. We want to make our residential center as comfortable and home-like as possible so that when our kids come to us, we can treat them for the issues and the needs that they have. And then we also provide a home-like atmosphere for them.